Okay. Hey, my name's Christine. I'm an alcoholic. I may be having some technical difficulties. We'll see. I was watching like a school video earlier and it just started playing and I couldn't figure out from where because I downloaded a new version of Windows. So if you hear some IT lingo, I'll try to stop it. I don't know. I may have to restart my computer or I'll see. But luckily it's off now. Anyway, it made me rethink learning IT stuff about IT things. But so yeah, I think what I'll just do is kind of tell you a little bit what it was like and do a little bitty qualification since I don't know any of you. And so I'm from California originally, so Southern California. Sorry. And I basically what happened is I it was like a bunch of trauma. Like I just grew up with like a lot of different traumatic things happening at a young age, and I had a lot of mental illness that was untreated that I was cognizant of at a young age. So I can remember being suicidal at the age of like 7, which now, as a 38-year-old, I just don't even understand how that's true, but it was. And then, so basically, that was the beginning. So it was kind of like I was like socially very awkward. I never felt comfortable in my own skin. I always thought like I just always thought I sucked like at everything. And I got bullied really bad. I ended up being homeschooled for a time because it was just too bad to go to school. So by the time I was in like 6th grade, I wanted desperately to fit in. And I wanted that more than I wanted school, more than I wanted anything else, because I didn't want to get bullied anymore. And I wanted to be seen as like normal. I knew that I would never be seen though as normal, but I thought, I'd at least try. I started drinking young. Like my friends would drink, we would drink before school, and we'd have like my friend's mom's rum in like eggnog, which is like gross. It's gross. Anyway. So, in the beginning, it was like, something like really risky I was doing. My parents raised me very conservative Christian, like almost like Orthodox, like just very, it was almost a cult. It like bordered on culty. So the idea of like getting caught drinking was really scary to me, getting caught doing anything. I also had this real deep fear of God. Like God knew what I was doing. He knew what I was thinking. And at any point he could just send like a lightning bolt down. So I lived with this like deep fear of like literally being killed by God for my deviant behavior and thoughts, which I now know were just natural thoughts and feelings. And then, so basically I started drinking as soon as I could. I started drinking regularly at the age of 13, and by the time I was 16, it had gotten a lot more, intensified, and I was using like other drugs sometimes. And but at 16, my mother passed away from cancer, and that's when I just went off the rails. I just thought, now I can drink. Basically, it was like, now I can drink myself to death. Sorry, it's also bleak. Anyway, so basically I feel like my life was like a series of like trying to get myself better, thinking if I just prayed a little bit more, maybe if I got baptized like a second time, things would go better. And I just always circled back to alcohol to just make me feel better. And it went on like that for a long time. And then, you know, I ended up moving out at 18. I realized that I was gay, and I realized that I, you know, that wasn't going to fly in my father's house. I knew he would kick me out if I came out. So I just moved out. And then I came out. And then it proceeded to be like this thing of like, I literally, so I grew up in what is called Ventura County, which is a little bit north of Los Angeles. And I lived in every city in that county. And I got kicked out of every place I moved to, all because of my drinking. Like, because I was just, I looked very good to people in the beginning. Like, I could smile, I could make a good conversation. And so people liked me, so they helped me. And then I, you know, it was just like, I'd like turn around and screw them over and then think that I was the victim. Like, no, you did this to me. You know, it was just so, oof. It was so toxic. And so by the time I was 21, I was, I had been kicked out of almost every place that I lived in. And I was dating this girl who was a stripper. And I was secretly sleeping with men because for attention. Like, it wasn't even, there was no connection. It was just, I want attention and you'll buy me beer. It was just grotesque. And so I ended up meeting this guy that I knew from online on in Vegas, because he's like, Christine, he's from New York, and he's like, I'll be in Vegas in a couple of days. You want to come up? We'll hang out. And I was like, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, this was back in the day when Facebook was barely a thing, you know? So it was kind of like you met people online that you were friends with. Like, that was a thing. I don't know what it is now. But so I go to Vegas. I proceeded to drink like a, you know, a few pitchers of beer with him, and then attacked that poor man. And he thought that I was, you know, a lesbian, because that's what I've been telling him. So he was a little bit surprised by that. And then I was like, I'm in love. You know, it was like we were together, I think, maybe 2 days. And I was like, that's it, I'm in love. So I went back to California. I told my then girlfriend, we had this like open deal. And she said, you need to go to New York. You need to see if this is real. Long distance is BS. And she was a couple years older than me, so I thought she was wiser. And so I took her advice. I packed up everything I had. I sold everything I had. I put it into my tiny little Ford Focus with my two cats, and I drove across the United States, and I got to Brooklyn, New York, and my, you know, my boyfriend that I'm coming there to see, and I'm gay. Like, just like, just side note, just think about this, like how distorted I was. All right. Then, so I get to New York. I pull into a gas station. He's like, I'll meet you there. And I've been through war, because I never knew like how New York roads are. And it's basically like a third world country. Like, it's just like horrific. So I was crying the whole way there. I get out of the car, the guy in the gas station goes, you're from New York, or you're from California? Because he saw my plates. I said, yeah, I'm from California. He goes, why are you here? I was like, I'm moving here. He was like, go back. And I'm like, what? He's like, it's terrible here. They'll hit your cars. They don't care. Everybody's awful. Da, 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 da. And so I'm like, okay. And then I see my would-be boyfriend walking up the street. He's like got a suit on, and I look at him and I think to myself, I moved here for him. You know, like, I was just devastated. And here I was, you know? So it didn't last for obvious reasons. And then it took me about 2 years of being in New York City to completely bottom out. And New York City is not the place to bottom out in if you're a young 21-year-old girl. Like it's not great. Riding the subways and blackouts, I don't recommend it. And there was a lot of other dark stuff that I think if you drank and you used drugs, you already know. And I'm really lucky to be alive, and I know that. So at 23, I went into AA, what you guys call traditional AA, I think. And I did okay for a while because I was so what they call mocus, like my brain was just like broken. It was just broken. So I did okay with the God stuff because I was so not really present yet. And then it sort of took some time for me. Honestly, it took doing the steps. I did the steps and I realized I don't believe in God. Like it just that was my truth. Everybody else was like, I'm a Christian now, I've gone back to being a Catholic, I've done, and like I was like, I don't think I believe in that. So I've just sort of been I kind of found my own way to translate what was being said all the time into things that I could hear. And so I spent the last 15 years like that. And then recently, somebody told me about secular AA. I had gotten close to actually going out a couple years ago. I hit some like marital issues, and it was just like it was gut-wrenching, and I wanted to drink. I couldn't believe that I wanted to drink, but I really did. And I used the rooms. But the part of the reason I sort of had that bad moment is because I stopped going to meetings. Because I didn't like the God piece. And I felt like I just had to close myself down, like dumb myself over to be a part of AA. And I started reading more literature on alcoholism. And I was like, this just like it just didn't feel right. And then when after my little stint, I ended up coming right back into the rooms and being like, whatever, I'll just keep coming, even though I don't agree with a lot of this. And then in the past couple, I think now like the past month, I've been going to secular AA. My home group is kind of like falling apart because of COVID, and it's really sad. And nobody wants to change anything, so it's continuing to like worsen. And so I was like, let me try these secular meetings. I had done one agnostic meeting a million years ago, and it was just bizarre at that time. I don't know why. Somebody else told me it was bizarre for them too, so I felt a little validated. But yeah, but now, but this these I came to these and I saw this like free thinker, and I was like, free thinker and AA, like what? Like free thinking? No, that can't be a thing. I'm like, what does that even mean? So I've been like coming around, and it's like, I can't wait. I know I sound like a cheerleader, but I can't help it. I can't wait to come to meetings now. Like, I'm trying to, like, if I have downtime, I'm like, I want to hit a meeting. I want to hit a secular meeting of some kind. And it's just been such a validating experience, and I feel like everyone in the rooms, like these particular rooms, are just kind of blowing my mind because they're using their intellect. I'm just like, what is happening here? So I'm telling everybody I know about it, like, and I know that they're just like they just are like shut up, and I know I need to shut up, so I'm gonna try to like probably now do that. So thanks for letting me share.